So God, take our minds and think through them, take our lips and speak through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. Please be seated. If you've heard me preach before, you know I like to talk a little bit about my family and growing up. And I want to share another piece about my brothers. I'm the oldest, and then right below me there's a one year younger. His name's Darren. Below that's Kent. We all grew up together up until I was about 17, and then along came my littlest brother, Derek. So there's a big gap. The three of us grew up together, so the one below me is really the middle child. And he has a way about him in particular that's bantering. And let me explain how this works. Growing up, we played a lot of ping pong, baseball. We're very competitive. Played football together, all those things. And Darren played tennis. Now, I didn't play tennis. I played racquetball. I can't keep things in bounds, so I need all the walls that I can get. But he would serve, 0-0 and serve. And I wasn't the best. I mean, I was really bad. And as we get going, by the time it's 5-3, he starts announcing the score a little stronger and louder. And so, 6-3. He'll go 8-4, and he's, no, wait, I only have three. And now you feel bad. One, I feel bad because I'm not keeping up with him. And two, now I have to confess that I have an actually lower score and say it before he says it and correct him. And by the time we get to 10-3, I'm already out of the game, a match. There's no way I'm going to catch up. He's already taken my power away from me. I have no self-confidence because he's already made several mistakes on the score. And I've had to correct him, saying I have a lower score. The same thing was like basketball. And both of those, you can see playing one-on-one, you say the score. But not when you go fishing. You don't say, I caught 8 and you've only caught 3. Because who cares? Right? But by that time, you're like, I only caught 3 fish. I know you caught 10. And then you start doubting him. No, you didn't. Oh, yeah, I caught 1 by the rock. I caught 2 over here by this. And it goes on like that. And that's kind of our home and what I grew up in, that there's little bantering to take a little bit away from where you are. And you lose a little confidence. And it was just competitiveness. But in the world, we see that too, don't we? There's a little bit of negativity in your workplace, in my workplace. There's the competition. You're competing with those who work with you or for you, and you're always trying to do better. I know in healthcare industries, that's the environment that nurses and doctors and caregivers work in. Even when they go through school, they compete. And there's a little bit, oh, darn, I didn't get the score. Oh, darn, that didn't happen. Or I got a bad test score. And in the schools today, you even see more of that, more than I thought I would when Jocelyn's down in Olathe South. And it's a bigger school, more competition. There's more kids. I mean, I had 110 in my graduating class. She has 550 freshmen. And it's just much bigger environment. And Lisa and I were talking about Friday of the things that were going on this week in Kansas City area, just on Thursday alone, where the young man that played high school died after a stroke scoring a touchdown, and a little girl being hit by an ice cream truck, and another person drugged by another bus. And all of those things come bombarding us, and we start feeling a little, cowardly. We want to kind of, as Paul says it, kind of get in our corner and say, what's the use? And it's hard to hold on to that faith that we're commanded to hold on to, that we're asked to hold on to. So how do we do that? How do we remember that God has given us the power, as Paul wrote? And how do we rekindle that faith? Because we ride on a roller coaster of faith, right? In 1992, I was 23-24% of my body was burnt, second and third degree burns. And I spent 6 weeks in a burn center, out 1 week and back in 2 weeks. And though it was the most traumatic thing my physical body has ever experienced, it was the most spiritual, uplifting time of my life. Only because I spent time with God, thinking about God, praying with God, listening to the Word. By the priest, my priest at the time read daily readings and gave me record tapes, and I'd listen to them every day. He brought them to me every day for 6 weeks. And that was nothing else mattered in the world. All the things that I was going through on a personal level, on with my job, with people, or the world, it didn't matter at that point in time to me. My spiritual life mattered. My relationship with God mattered. That's when I hit a high, a peak in my faith. And since then, I've been knocked down just a little bit and come down a little bit more because just the world around. We're called to be a faithful people. We come to service on Sunday to renew our faith, to replenish our souls. But there's other things we need to be doing in the meantime. Outside of this Sunday service and next Sunday service, we need to find a place in our lives that is ours, that is our time to spend with God, praying, reading some scripture, thinking about what it is to be in a relationship with God. In order to get our power back, our faith back, we have to be in that relationship. God sent Christ so that we would be in that relationship. He sends us the gift of servanthood. When we serve one another and we serve in the community, we find Christ's love in the most strange places. And in that love, we find God. Those are the times when we start getting the upswing on our faith. We start getting up to that peak again. If you're feeling down here, a low place in your faith, maybe you need to find a time alone. Some people will say it's working in their garden. I used to teach a class called Centering for Prayer. And that was a time when you just listen to what God has to say to you for 20 minutes. It's almost a Christian meditation, if you will. But it's listening for what God has in store for you. Another thing that I like to do, I call it hunting, but I haven't shot anything for 20 years or more, since 1990, actually. But Friday, Thursday, everything was busy and stressful around me, and I took off work, and I went to my brother, who banters me, went to his house and sat watching and waiting for deer all day Friday. And that was a time when I was just closest, when I'm close to God, when I can think about the scripture for today, when I can think about and pray for my family. Those are the times when I renew my faith and my spiritual well-being. What is it in your life? There has to be something that recharges you, re-energizes you. Paul is writing to Timothy saying, because of my laying on hands, rekindle your faith. Rekindle that power. Know that you are a faithful person. Be encouraged, not cowardly. That's what we're called to do. And we find that through scripture, through prayer, and through service. And in that, we find God and we find Christ. Find that place in your lives. Rekindle that faith. Be empowered through the Spirit. Serve one another. Be a faithful person. Amen.